This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman. And so as we said earlier, to improve police accountability and fight corruption, the government wants to equip law enforcement officers. Here we're talking about the police, immigration and customs officers with body cameras. So we want to know, do you think that would make you feel safer, and do you think it will help with police accountability?
Well, the Inspector General of Police, Abdul Hamid Bador, thinks it's a good idea. He said it'll help provide evidence in cases of alleged misconduct by police. And this is actually starkly in contrast with what Pasir Gudang MP Hassan Karim said. YB Hassan said that this is like treating enforcement officers like Prevention of Crime Act criminals.
And his rather strong reaction doesn't quite stop there. In fact, he urged the government not to treat their civil servants like robots that cannot be trusted. Well, the government said there's no timeline for its implementation yet, and it depends on whether or not the government has the budget for it.
So we, like we said, want to know, do you think that this is something that will make you feel safer? Is this something that is going to help with accountability? And we're going to be hearing from, I think, some folks that our interns, Shamin and Melina, spoke to a little while ago to get this feedback on what people think. Here's what they came back with.
What if police had cameras attached to them? Do you think this will make you feel safer, or do you feel more nervous when approaching the police?
Much more safer for the other people. Make the police more nervous.
Depends if I'm caught. If a policeman just suddenly comes up to me with a camera, I'd feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I definitely feel safer because there's no funny business going to happen. It would be more clean process of the execution of whatever, whether who's wrong or who's right. Yeah.
What do you think this will mean for Duit Kopi?
This would basically be quite a game changer, because with the cameras, they can't probably ask for a bribe directly.
Personally, I've never been in a position where I've been asked.
Yes, it'll actually be very effective. It'll be a very effective evidence.
Do you think the police needs to be more accountable for what they do?
Yes, they have to. They are the ones who have the power, the force in laws, so they cannot misuse as towards the people, towards the country, basically.
Yeah, of course. I mean, everybody, all of us have to be very accountable of what we do on a daily basis.
Yes, for sure. I don't trust them with my life at all, so I would love for them to be accountable.
I don't think that you should apply to just police. It's also for those who are in power, you know, immigration, people who are at, those uniform bodies who are working at the border.
How would you like to see the police improve at their work?
No matter circumstances, like, no matter what it is, just don't take bribes.
All of us have to improve in some ways, right? So yeah, police can do more and everybody can do more for the nation.
You know, when we see traffic jams, ada polis yang jaga. And then you see VIP lalu, ada segerombolan polis jaga. But they're not looking after the people. You kena divide and conquer lah.
So today we are popping about the police, more specifically about the notion that soon the police and other members of the security forces in the country, including people like, for example, customs officers, mm-hmm. will have to wear body cams, which is something that we've seen in other countries as well. And it's meant, like we said, to improve police accountability. It's meant to improve public trust. Let us know, would that work for you? Is that something you want to see? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
So the understanding here is that, you know, in hopes that because the police feel like they are being watched, the police, that they're being recorded, that they will behave better, right? I mean, just over decades and decades of research, we've shown that even when there are cameras around or even just a picture, it really does push people to do the right thing. You know, they're more likely to give to charity, they're less likely to speed, to steal, or to take more than their fair share of candy. But it might become a problem here if, let's say, the police perceive the camera to be, or the enforcement officers in this case, perceive the camera to be one that's not facing them, but facing the people that they want to catch or that they want to get caught in the act, right? So I'm thinking about, if they think the camera instead will now serve as evidence for them to use against and to prosecute people. So in the raids that they do right now, the quote-unquote immoral raids, that might not be such a good thing, right? So there needs to be better procedures in place if they really do want to get this right.
There's also this question of how publicly will this footage from the body cam be publicly available, or is it just available for certain agencies, for example, or only for use in court? Because then there is the question of privacy, not just of the people who is directly being filmed, but maybe witnesses and victims, for example, who might be inadvertently part of that video evidence, which is basically without their consent.
I mean, I might be being very short-sighted here, but for me, in terms of that issue of perception, if the police perceive it as a way to keep other people accountable while simultaneously it ends up keeping them accountable, I think I'm all right with that. You know, it's like, because it is ultimately... it is a win-win. I mean, the notion of, well, if you don't want to be caught doing something that you don't want people seeing, then don't do it. That cuts both ways. I mean, it cuts whether you are the police officer who is being held accountable or whether you are somebody who just snatched someone's bag. So for me, it's not really an issue that the police might end up using it as or whether it's the police or the legal fraternity, whatever, whether or not that tape ends up getting used to show that somebody did commit a crime. If they did, they did. I'm okay with that. And so long as we don't start, and that, again, I think is going down a much further path, so long as we don't start doctoring, so long as we don't start thinking about things like that, it should be all right.
Well, I feel still a bit, I mean, I get the point to increase police accountability. I get the point that it might actually help document abuses or corrupt practices that some police officers or enforcement officers might want to engage in. Though I'm worried that what if the lens is turned on us, right? Let's say there is one day another protest, another rally that we take part in, and then the police happen to capture footage of that. So right now, you know, it's said that the government doesn't necessarily have a timeline to implement this new tech. But a South China Morning Post article from last year wrote that Malaysian police have already begun using a Chinese startup's AI that's equipped AI-equipped body cams. So these, I think, serve a different purpose because they do have facial recognition tech to identify suspected criminals, and they match it with a database that they have. So my concern there is that, you know, what if, you know, just the everyday Joe who feels like they have faced amounts of injustice and they've chosen to take to the streets, that they get recorded, and then in the future, if they wanted to get future employment opportunities, if they wanted to secure a housing loan, for example, that is brought up against them.
Can I just say, though, that there are already so many CCTVs everywhere that it's not going to come down to a body cam camera that's going to capture you, you know, depending on where you are. Honestly, on a day-to-day basis, I don't know how many cameras capture us, but it's lots and lots, especially if you are operating around the center of town. So that's a broader concern, I think, the idea that we're going to end up getting recorded in spaces that perhaps we're not comfortable in. But yeah, tell us what you think when it comes to police accountability, when it comes to, I guess, keeping the force safe on both sides. Do you think that body cams are going to work? You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be speaking after this with Tan Sri Lee Lam Tai, who is the Senior Vice Chairman of the Malaysian Crime Prevention Foundation. That's coming your way. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is Popek Popek, and today we're talking about the police. More specifically, we're talking about the fact that the police, immigration and customs officers may soon be equipped with body cameras, and this is supposed to improve accountability, fight corruption. So we want to know, will it make you feel safer? Do you think it's going to work? Again, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to cross over now to Tan Sri Lee Lam Tai, who is Senior Vice Chairman of the Malaysian Crime Prevention Foundation. Tan Sri, thank you so much for joining us. So what impact will the body cam likely have once it's implemented?
The government's decision to implement the use of body cameras on law enforcement personnel is indeed timely, as it could help overcome issues of misconduct apart from protecting them from being abused by irresponsible people or these provocative, these suspects. The use of body cameras are being practiced in many countries, and it receives strong support from the public and the enforcement agencies. In the US, for example, it was reported that 89% of the people supported the proposal to require police officers to wear body cameras to record their on-duty interactions. The Prime Minister was quoted to have said that the plan for body cameras on law enforcers, including police and immigration and customs officers in Malaysia, comes after allegations of misconduct by officers, including the beating of suspects. I believe that if law enforcement officers wear body cameras, it could prevent abuses while on duty and ensure transparency.
And how do you think this move is being received by the police force?
From the police force's point of view, body cameras are also an effective law enforcement tool. They can help calm the situation during standoffs, for example, between the public and the police. The recordings have also proven to be useful in the judicial proceedings. In cases involving an assault on a police officer or willful obstruction of an officer in discharging his duty, the recordings have played a key role in leading to convictions. So in general, I would say that it is timely for body cameras to be used by the police and other enforcement personnel. But of course, this will have to depend on the implementation and also the budget that is required to purchase all these body cameras.
So we've seen Pasir Gudang MP Hassan Karim opposing the idea, saying that this would be a shameful, primitive step back and that it's a violation of the police's rights and integrity. How would you respond to that?
I see. Well, the thing is, if this is something that has been successfully implemented in many countries, I think, especially in the developed countries, I certainly do not see the logic of his argument. But again, as I said, it is a matter that our law enforcement officers, and in particular, I think the Royal Malaysian Police, in particular, they have to decide. And I believe that the statement made by the IGP himself has clearly indicated that as far as the police is concerned, I think they are happy with this new idea and the concept that has been spoken by the Prime Minister.
So another issue is, of course, the privacy of the people that the police come in contact with and may be filming.
Yeah, this is something that can possibly be an issue. But I think overall, if you were to weigh, the pros and the cons, I would say that by using this body the cameras, I think it is going to be more beneficial.
The government will also spend 73 million ringgit to install video surveillance equipment in about 750 police lockups across the country. And we've talked about this and how it'll be useful in keeping police accountable. Is there anything else you think we can do right now to address this gap in accountability?
Well, there have been a lot of incidences in police lockups, I think, over the years, where, those who were detained in the lockups, they had various problems, and they were cases of deaths and so on. So I think it is important that when people are kept in the lockup, it is important that there must be this transparency to ensure that there will not be any abuse of power, I think, by the authorities, to ensure that there is no beatings and so on, to ensure that there will be no this violation of the rights, you know, of the detainee. So I think it's important that if an allocation is spent to ensure that the lockups are transparent, to ensure that the lockups, you know, will not be an issue when it comes to cases of those being detained, you know, when they have problems and they pass away, and that that will always be a controversy. So I think that is something that should be looked into.
Tan Sri, thank you so much for weighing in. That was Tan Sri Lee Lam Tai, Senior Vice Chairman of the Malaysia Crime Prevention Foundation, talking to us about how we might soon see enforcement officers, law enforcement officers, equipped with body cameras. And we want to know whether you think this is going to help in terms of accountability, whether or not it's going to make you feel safer for that matter in your interactions with these officers. You can call us at 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. On the line with us now is Victor. Victor, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Good evening, Lynn, Kelvin and Ayman.
Good evening.
I'm very much in favor of this idea of a body camera, and I hope that it is going to work like this is how AES has been working, meaning that the very existence of this device cut down the situation, the incidence of this power abuse substantially. The very fact that the body camera is there, I think would serve as a deterrent on the part of the policemen. they will think twice that before they put themselves in a situation of this abuse.
Victor, sorry, I think we're losing your line, but thank you so much for calling. I hope that you managed to get most of what you wanted to get across before the line started going a little crazy. But yeah, I think that thinking of it as a deterrent, I think, is a helpful way of considering what this might be. And not least because in terms of enforcement, or in terms of seeing the people above the police, the people who would actually be regulating the police, I'm hoping that they would think of this as, well, I've already made this investment, so now I'm actually going to need to see if it's working, because it's going to cost money. And, you know, you're going to want to see whether or not that actually made sense. And perhaps in the previous administration, where there were some more wasteful or some perhaps not so... well, there wasn't that much accountability when it came to public spending. Hopefully that has changed, and we're going to see more checkups in terms of, we have this plan, we're going to see whether it works.
I mean, on the flip side, having a camera on you can act as a deterrent, both for the law enforcement authority and also for the person in front of the camera. But on the flip side, I also wonder whether it sort of affects the way you respond to it, or even how you behave around it, because there is a study by a European journal, found it somewhere, European Journal of Criminology, that found that police officers were 14% higher to be assaulted when body cameras were in use. So it really points to the idea that when the person in front of the camera, when they feel the pressure of being recorded, they might act in ways that you don't expect, aggressively or even violently. So there is that aspect to look at as well.
That's quite an interesting study, right? Because if it does force people to react in that way, or create those sort of tensions among the public, then perhaps it's also worth considering, you know, how might this actually, you know, the pros and cons of this to police safety.
No, but there's a difference, right, between having a body cam and saying, you know, you're on camera, right? Because I'm not saying you're wrong to say that. It's just that whenever you watch those videos where people flip out when they realize that they're already flipping out, and then they flip out even further when they realize they're being recorded, the trigger tends to be, do you know I have you on camera? And so I think that the pressure of knowing that you're being recorded, it's different when you have it in the back of your head and when someone points to the camera and goes, see this means I have power over you. I think it's more the symbolism of that, but I don't know, and I can't account for differences in culture in Europe as well.
We have this message here from Rahima that says, it is a good step towards cleaner law enforcement. It will definitely reduce the asking or giving of tweet copy.
I think that's an important aspect, because we've been talking about it, particularly through the lens of violent crime, or the idea that, you know, it's going to be in in use in terms of chases and, you know, that kind of altercation, but it's also going to come in interactions like this.
Yeah, so in these instances, it would make the officer think twice before engaging in these kind of corrupt practices.
I think one would think so. I mean, we also have this from Alvin who says, I'm all for increasing the salary, especially for law enforcement, as I feel a huge contributing factor to all these bribes is due to them not getting paid enough.
Yeah, that's a fair point. And I think there's then also the need to add more measures to make sure they are accountable, right? So that also includes the current plans to form an IPCMC.
Sylvest, meanwhile, says, people in general should be held accountable for their actions, let alone the police force. Look at what has happened, is happening still in Hong Kong. The law doesn't only apply to civilians, but to everyone. So keep those thoughts coming. We're talking today about body cameras and whether or not having that on law enforcement officers is going to make you feel safer. Do you think it's going to increase issues like accountability, a lack of corruption? BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.